The Gemara says, Menachshon Da'avav, take a look just before the Mishnah, about four or five lines up. The Gemara says, Gufa, you see that? About four or five lines up. The first one on the line, Zahainu, the Kamar, the Ode, period, end of story, brand new Gemara. The Gemara says, Gufa. The Gemara goes back to the previous thing I mentioned, really now. Relevant for us, let's take a look at the Gemara talking about right over here. Gemara says again, Gufa. Am Rabbi mitzvah l'mimne yomim mitzvah l'mimne shvuah. There's a mitzvah to count the days of Sfiras HaOmer, as well as a mitzvah to count the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. Rabbanan debay Rav Ashi manu yomei umanu shvuah. The Rabbanan of Rav Ashi basically counted days and counted weeks. First of all, anything worthwhile noting or commenting on that, just on that one line right there, anything worthwhile to pick up, a small little textual observation, that engaged you. It's worthwhile to note. Read the line again more carefully if you missed it. What? Gufa, from four lines above the Mishnah. I don't know, four fifths down the page. Down the half an hour. I'm somewhat puzzled. Is the Shita of Abaye and that of the Rabbanan Debay Rav Ashi, are they one and the same? Are they parallel, or is there a difference between them? Bachar at first glance, what's the answer? They are the same. There's one small nuance of difference, which is? But it's the same. I thought Abaye said mitzvah. I wasn't sure exactly why Abaye said, the Gemara presented this, Abaye is presenting a Shita. Abaye said it's a mitzvah to do this. However, Rabbanan Debay Rav Ashi, they just did it. They were mummies. The Gemara was telling a story. There's nothing to look into at all. Most likely this is the case. The Gemara says, here's a sheet, and you want to know who passed him like Abaye? The majority of people in the Gemara is about to, you know that in a momentarily where Rishi Tameimar, who's going to be Basroi, since the majority, you know, the Rabbanan Debay Rav Ashi, they followed Abaye, so maybe that's the reason why the Gemara is telling us, so he passed him that way. There could be nothing more than that. However, it could be something interesting that there may be a difference between Abaye says it's a mitzvah to do it, and the Rabbanan Debay Rav Ashi who just did it. I don't know if it's worthwhile to note that. It's interesting, the Gemara tells you a sheet, that tells you the people who did it. Slightly different presentation, small observation, nothing major. Amemar money yome below money shvuet. Amemar counted days but did not count weeks. And the question obviously becomes what? Why did he do that? And what's the answer? Amar, he responded to the implicit question of why would he be mechalik in such a fashion? Zecher l'mikdash. Since it's Zecher l'mikdash, what I did was I counted yomei and not shvuah. The question that I want to analyze in this year is what's behind this haplokas. L'chorah, the Rabbanan are the most simple, basic shita. They make a lot of sense. The question really becomes what's the svar for Amemar? And then we'll have to figure out what about Amemar's position to the Chachamim not like, the Abaye not like, especially that Tzatzak. Which most assume it is, after all, nowadays. Has anyone ever counted only days in that week? You know, no. Maybe the first 6 days of that is there aren't no weeks, right? Not with fasting. We pass them like Abaye, we pass them like the Rabbanan Debay Rav Ashi. And therefore, the question becomes what's the Svara for Shitas Amemar, and what about Amemar's only life? The Rabbi said, you had to break down Amemar into two major important assumptions. What are the two underlying basic assumptions for Shitas Amemar? What is a membership based upon? What is the predicate upon? What are the two soft spots, or at least potential soft spots, to poke the finger on that I disagree? One?
Two minutes. Did they know me?
Lab Dafka. Because if there are two mitzvahs, then why are we not doing mitzvah Shua to the man of that?
Are we not interested now?
Yeah, he thinks you don't ever have to count Shua. Tonight, instead of counting the 31st day of the year, which is 4 weeks and 3 days, just count, 31 days, period. It's an interesting question, which is, what is the relation between days and weeks? We'll get back to it. We'll get to Benny Rook, but yeah? Yeah, you put them both together, break it into two parts. Alex?
Yeah. Number one is in Sphira, in a mitzvah, and number two is what? Therefore, Ra, we only have to count.
Therefore, we don't have to count. Not,
No.
This essentially she doesn't have it. It still requires explanation. The first assumption is not no fancy.
There are that's relatively well accepted. The second question can really be the major one, which is the therefore only count the days. Why is that the case? Why not just parallel to the way it is? But we'll hold off that momentarily. What is the body going to hold? The body has now one or two potential responses. What is the body's potential response? Option number one is
Sphira is a mitzvah min ha-Torah mitzvah ha-Zeh. This is our eyes.
It's not the Rabban, it's bona fide, first class, you know, regular mitzvah d'oraisa.
Alternatively, one can say what? Even though Sphira is what? Is a mitzvah mitzvah Rabbanan, still what? Still is what? Exactly. Still, sorry, even though you have to count, you know, both Yomim as well as and essentially, there's going to be two potential machlokas over here. Option number one is machlokas, whether or not Sphira is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. But then we should talk about that.
For the first part, we should talk about that.
The next part we'll talk about whether or not, assuming it's d'rabbanan, and maybe everyone agrees it's d'rabbanan, even if I would agree to that, just because it's zeichel hamikdash, d'rabbanan, doesn't necessarily trigger the division of how to count. Just because you put mitzvah d'rabbanan, like we'll see, option number two in Abaye will suggest, doesn't necessarily indicate that you only have to count days and no longer weeks. Maybe still count both. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, Perek Zayin Halacha of Bet. The Rambam writes over here, this is the Rambam is most famous for his Shita, although there are other Shita, which is the Rambam is the most famous one about it. The Rambam writes in Parakah, Ben Mishra Sateh, with four Sheva Shavuot, the Mosh Yom HaVot, the Omer Shnir, Sparta, the Lechem Rachim, the Shabbat, Sheva Shabbat, so, who makes the Lemos Hayamim, Im HaShavuot, Shem, and Kisru Hamish Yamim, the Kisru Hayam, one of the Zikach, one of the Laila, Milel, Shisha, Asaf, and Isan, says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah, this mitzvah is to count the days, to count the weeks, and it's one mitzvah counting. Well, that's the Rambam here, as well as Rambam is saved by mitzvah, the mitzvah kuf, samachal. The Rambam seems to indicate the mitzvah daraisa, the Rabbanan is not as that. Daraisa, there's no indication of being the Rabbanan. The Rambam believes the mitzvah is the mitzvah daraisa. That's the most simple, basic understanding of the Rambam. And there are a lot of Mishra who fallen suit to follow this camp. Mostly quoted is the Rabbiyah. The Rabbiyah has an interesting position. The Rabbiyah writes that if a person counts, is not sure if they count at 7 o'clock in the evening, but they shi at the 5, it's already bona fide, Lila, taste at 6, whatever it is, it's after the taste of the Chum, it's at night time. You go to bed at 11:30, you're like, I don't remember if I counted Sphira tonight. So the Rabbiyah writes, you should count again with a bra. Now, the bracha part is going to be somewhat debatable, we'll get to that later on. But why should you count again with the bracha? Clearly, the mitzvah d'araisa, why would you have to count again? L'chor, this far is safek d'araisa l'chumra. And then the achor is pulled out of this rabbiyah. Safek d'araisa l'chumra. Again, the rabbiyah agrees with the Rambam. Again, why would you make a bracha? Maybe we'll get back to that later on, maybe not. It's a worthwhile question to investigate whether or not brachos and the rabbanon attach themselves to mitzvah d'araisa. Not okay, worthwhile topic. And the truth is, the Mishneh Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, has a whole laundry list that we show them. He quotes Rabbeinu Binyamin, he quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya, beyond six Rishonim that are much less well known to us than the Rambam. Rambam, Rabbi Yoh, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Rabbeinu Binyamin. But the Mishneh Berurah has a whole list of Rishonim who believe the Mitzvah Daraisa, and that is a major machlokes of Rishonim whether or not Sphira is the Mitzvah Daraisa or not. And there are seven major nachmanim. The truth is, the longest probably boils down to what question? Before we get to Nachminim, what's behind this focus? Why would Sphira be d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? The first step in Chumash Mishua, right? It's far from the heaven, the first of Shabbat, the only heaven, etc. Once in Vayikra, once in the barn, the first of the twice. For sure, it's mitzvah d'oraisa once upon a time. The question is what? Is it what? If it's still d'oraisa or not, why would it no longer be a mitzvah d'oraisa? Why would it now be a mitzvah d'rabbanan?
Connected to the is an emission on
the cover. Yeah, the Torah, the question is, what is Sphere's home role about? How much is it a linkage from Pesach to Shavuos? And if that's the case, it would still be Daraisa. However, one would argue, not connecting Pesach to Shavuos, you're not counting from Pesach to Shavuos. Rather, you're counting from the carbon brought on Pesach to the carbon brought on Shavuos. You're counting from the carbon Ha'or to the carbon Shtei HaLechem. If that's the case, there's Man HaZeh, well, there are no longer any more carbonos. There's no longer the Havas HaOmer. There's no longer the Havas HaOmer. Arguably, there's no longer the Mitzvah Sphere's HaOmer Daraisa. And if we're counting, it'd merely be a Mitzvah. Midrabar, the Archashok will learn this way. Many Achon will learn this way. That's an interesting Rechaim. It's the point that maybe the Rambam has a different Svara. After all, if that's the case, it's bizarre where the Rambam is geographically located. Where's the Rambam geographically located? In Hilchus? Let's take a look. To meet the Musafim, which would suggest there is some linkage to the Karbanos. Okay, so even if learn the Rambam and somehow ignore that problem, or make some point out how much you can. But not for right now, the simple basic understanding in this question is how much is the link up to the Karban Omer, that's the Havasa Omer, that's the Fierce Omer, what's the relation between them? You know, etc. There are several major nakuminis to the Shaila as to whether that sphere is Daraisa or Rabbanon. The most famous one, where the Mishnah Berurah learns it, is whether or not you can count during Ben HaShemashes. Can you count between Shkia and Tzeit? This Shaila comes up all the time. A lot of the Shuls that go through, they have a minyan, the Mincha just before Shkia. Just after Shkia, they daven Har. However, there's a problem. Can you say Sphira between Shkia and Tzeit? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. If it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, then what?
Okay.
The answer should be, it's fine. After all, if you count it during Sphira, let's say you count it. If you count it during between Shkia and Tzeit, so the answer is, are you up to the mitzvah? It's a suffix, because you count it the wrong time. Suffix, the Rabbanan should go. Lekula, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan goes Lekula. However, if it's a mitzvah daraisa, one should count again at night because it's a suffix daraisa, you should go l'chomra. The Mishnah Berurah thinks this is a great nafkamina. How do we pass it? Each shul passes. The Mishnah Berurah says the best thing to do probably would be to count out tonight and later on count again for sure with the bracha. Salvechik passed in l'kula. He thought you could count right away during the Beit HaShemashos. Shows we pass like Tosfos and the Ran and other Rishonim who believe you count during Sphira, it's for sure okay. That's not going to be number one, is whether that's Daraisa or Darabana. Side point, asterisk, there is a discussion as to whether, again, the Nafkamina, I can be phrased in one of two ways. It's not focused on which one would be correct in that. Everyone would agree if you counted during Bein HaShemashos between Shkia and Seis, if it's a mitzvah Daraisa, you have to go back and count again. If it's a mitzvah Darabana, you were Yotze. Whether or not Meirosh, Lechadchila, you can opt to do so, is a discussion. I mean, if you may hold the mitzvah, daraisa, for sure you have to count again later on. Because it's a suffix, the suffix daraisa can go to chumrah. However, if you believe it's a mitzvah d'rabana, and you've already done it, okay, you don't have to do it again. But can you, l'chadchila, may rosh, opt to do so? That's machlokas Tosfos versus Taran. Tosfos in Maseches Menachos and Nafsa Machvav says yes, Taran in the back says no, you can't do it. Taran says in the back of Sachem. So at the end of Sachem, Taran says no. That's a question of whether or not one can opt to do a mitzvah. The Rabbanon enter into a suffix, lechadchila or not, major discussion how suffix Rabbanon lekula works. It's not my topic right now, but it's an interesting parenthetical point. Nonetheless, that's not meaning number one as to whether or not a person must be already counted, even can he count. Again, it comes around as whether or not, if they both be not, there's only one of them. If you count it during Sphira, if you count during Spanish Russians, for sure, does that count or not? So that's machlok for sure. And again, you know, the Rambam, the Rabbi Yoh, which is suffix Rabbanon, machlok for sure. Again, well, other Rishonim posters in the Ran and other Rishonim say something to Rabbanon, but cool, you don't need to. Questions, comments, thoughts, you with me? Good. Another Nafkamina I saw in the Sefer that Hagyoni Halacha. He has a little Nafkamina, it's a little cute one. If you're in the middle of a Suda, you have to break up your meal. And if you remember, give out, in the middle of dinner, I forgot to count. You have to break up your meal and count, so could you wait till the end? So he says the standard rule is for Mitzvahs Daraisa. Forget, you know, you have to stop and interrupt your suda, so too by Sphira's Omer to be Daraisa. However, if you don't need the Rabbanan, one would have to break up your suda. Another standard chilik between Daraisa and the Rabbanan, so far, nothing changes. In other words, we're to break the suda now. I heard the name Rabbi Soloveitchik, another interesting, a third potential nafkamina to the shaila, so whether or not something daraisa, I'm sorry, whether or not the spirit was mitzvah daraisa and mitzvah darabanu. It depends, it's another shaila. That people look at me, God, you look at me, you're doing okay, Alex, you're good. There's a shaila as to how one should count. Do we say ba'omer or la'omer? So the Shulchan Aruch writes the word ba'omer, the Mishnah Berurah points out, he thinks la'omer is more correct, or the either way is fine, doesn't make a difference. The Brisker Rav was master to count both, he said, with the Beis and with the Lamed. Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out that if you want to pick up his uncle's Chumrah, saying both, with the Beis and the Lamed, the little Chumrah that I picked up, so he said you should say with the Beis first and the Lamed afterwards. Why? Even though Mishnah Berurah says, Lamed l'chatchila, and we're Ashkenazi, should look follow that. So he suggested that Soloveitchik was the Beis and the Lamed may depend upon whether the Sefer Chumash this man says Daraisa Drabam. If you say, today's what, 30, rest of that, right? Hayom, Shloshim Yom, Ba'omer, it sounds like we're actually in the Omer, when the Omer itself, the same classic Omer that was then is now, we're in the Omer. However, if it's La'omer, I'm counting for the Omer, it sounds like it's a commemoratory Zechel and Mikdash type of thing. So I bet you thought the Beis would indicate the, actually, the Araisa, while the Lam would be the Rabbana, and if that's the case, the Talmud, but the Beis should go first. In any event, that could be Nafkamina number three as to whether that Sphere Summer does not say the Araisa, the Rabbana, what should one count with the Beis or with the Lam? Again, it doesn't match up at all to be showing. It's definitely not the most posh of the state, but it's a legitimate possibility, it makes a lot of sense, it could even be correct. Yeah?
How do you practice the whole thing twice?
Me?
Yeah.
I have a few funny comments about that, Sphere Summer, they'll say that them later. But there was a guy in Yeshiva who went to pick up a whole bunch of them. I told him he could. He should. He should. We'll get to that later. Okay. Then there are some people who point out that he's Yehira, so Yehira's probably not Shibani Mason Minish. We haven't made him a single people to accept the rat. What is that the one we all say? All right. I'm going to be asked a lot about Mason Minish. We call him Meramedo Mitzela. Sorry about that. Correct. That was from Ashley. That little harachaman that we say at the end of Sfiras HaOmer. So some people say, who instituted that? Clearly, people who thought that the mitzvah was the Rabbah. Because mitzvah daraisa, you wouldn't be mentioning the fact that one had to make the mikdash back. The reason why we have this little statement is because the mitzvah is drabbana. And whoever instituted that thought, whether or not that harachman makes sense to say or not, may goof depend upon this particular discussion. There may be some debate as to really not that, whether or not that's true. You know, but frankly, if I should mention Tosis in the field about coughing, I'll leave it to the side for now. That could be a nafkamina as well. There is potentially a fifth nafkamina, and this is a very famous and perplexing sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban, unprovoked, offers a very difficult position in the fact of Kedushin on Daf Lamed Daled. There, the Gemara's Kedushin, the context is Mitzvah Haseh Shatna Grama, Mitzvah Haseh Shalom Hatman Grama. And the Ramban says, I'll tell you some examples of Mitzvahs that are Mitzvah Haseh Shalom Hatman Grama, Mitzvahs that are not time bound, and therefore one would be chayiv in it. The mitzvah of ma'akeh, that make a difference. Building a wall, a fence around your roof. The mitzvah of hashavat habeid, returning wasafya. The Ramban has four or five examples of them, and one of them, just offering examples, the mitzvah of sfiras HaOmer. Totally unprovoked. It wasn't like he had some difficult gemara about sfiras HaOmer. The only way he can, you know, friend to the kash is with this. Found completely unprovoked, innocently, he just mentioned, yeah, of course, sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah of sfiras HaOmer. And everyone asked, how is it that mitzvah cessation as non-grama? You can't perform the mitzvah of Sukkot's time. Just like now, you can't perform the mitzvah of Sukkot, you can't perform the mitzvah of Lulav, you can't perform the mitzvah of Shofar. These are mitzvah cessation as non-grama. They're time bound. You can only fulfill them at certain times of the year. How is Sefiras HaOmer any different? So there are several approaches to try to deal with this difficult Ramban. Ruba of the Rishonim, majority of the Rishonim believe. Women apart from Sefiras HaOmer, the mitzvah of Beis Atna Grama. There are those who write that nowadays when it's accepted the practice, like the Magen Avraham, when it's accepted the practice, it should count it, and I think they count. Most women, probably you know, do count, and most of them probably start out counting with a bracha, and hopefully they make it. There's a Mishnah Berurah more skeptical about that practice, but in the meantime, for the standard shot, the Mahalach Rov, we show them believe the mitzvah of Beis Atna Grama, and the question is what's going on with Ramban. How can the Ramban argue with the mitzvah of Shalom HaTman Grama? Where does that come from? What's the rhyme or reason? What's the spark for such a thing? Isn't it just the same as Lulav and Shofar and other mitzvahs such as these? Yeah. Okay. So there's several approaches. The easiest one to understand is written by a really sefer called the Divrei Malkiel. The Divrei Malkiel says it's a toe, so friend of the game. He wrote the Sphere Somer, it was probably just an abbreviation, and maybe it was like Matanis Lav Yod, and maybe something else, it's a mistake. And if you ever have a really tough time solving a problem, it's the easiest way to solve it. It may be true. It may really be true. The Ramban may have just been a toe soap and it may be a mistake. But this is always the easiest way of solving any conceptual or halakhic problem you ever have. I don't mean to be cynical about the different modalities, but people should just be aware. You know, sometimes changing your soap is just that. Amending text, it becomes a little bit potentially dangerous. It could be not really dangerous, but it's the MS. But this is a sheet of the different Malkiel. The Ramban, like everybody else, ignore the differences, don't pay attention to them. Really, the women are putter, just like everyone else has suggested. There are two other suggestions that I'm aware of, and the acharonim, as to why the Ramban really did mean what he said and why it's really true. You ever heard of that? Okay. What is the shita of Rav Shlomo Kluger? Rav Shlomo Kluger has a suggestion. That if a person would sit in a sukkah now, it would be a chefta hamitzvah. It would be a sukkah, just at the wrong time. A person would eat matzah now, just the wrong time. Matzah still has the halakhic status of matzah, it's just not Pesach time. There still is a mitzvah, it's just not the appropriate time. If you require an appropriate time to fulfill the mitzvah, that is really the definition of mitzvah sesheh zman rav, matzah. Again, women are chayav matzah for some other reason, why, but otherwise would have been a mitzvah sesheh zman rav. Shofar, lulav, sukkah. All these mitzvos, they're mitzvot, in other words, the chepta mitzvah of shofar, you can blow a shofar down, create the shofar, but what gives the mitzvah meaning is time. There is a chepta mitzvah, but the mashmaus mitzvah, the chalos mitzvah, is triggered by time. That's the definition of sufficient on realm. So Shlomo Kluger suggests Sphere Somer is slightly different. If you're counting random days in Sphere Somer, when it's not Sphere Somer, it's not that there is a mitzvah of sukkah, you just did it at the wrong time. It's not even a mitzvah of Sphere Somer. Meaning sukkah is a mitzvah wherever you are, whenever you are, there's a mitzvah called sukkah. You just can't perform it unless it's the right time. Sukkah is a chepta mitzvah. Just on sukkah's time is the only time you can perform the mitzvah. Sittis or tefillin a mitzvah, but at nighttime, or Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. Still is a mitzvah, just we don't perform it yet. He wanted to suggest that Sphere Somer is a little bit different. Sphere Somer is fundamentally different. Sphere Somer is it's not even a chepta mitzvah unless it's during the omer. It's a little bit of a dak killer, like splitting hairs. But I thought the best shot was the third shot. And this is what Rav Yerucham Special Perlow suggests. He's the guy who put together the Rav Sajid Gaon commentary, and he has a very nice suggestion. He says as follows. Maybe the reason why Sphere Somer is not a mitzvah sesheh zman rav is because man was not goremit. What was goremit? The karbanos. In other words, the Ramban would argue, being that it's a mitzvah the rabbanan nowadays, what triggered the count? Was it the time period of Pesach that triggered the count? Rather, what was it? It was the karbanos. And if karbanos triggered, although time indirectly triggers karbanos, one may argue, as Perlow suggested on Bandas, that doesn't trigger mitzvah sesheh zman rav. Or in other words, Ramban essentially has two functions in the sheet as well. Number one is that Sphirat HaOmer is the Rabbanan, and that's relevant to both sets. The Rabbah may disagree, the Rabbi Yomi disagree, that sheet of both show. The second is that it's interesting definition of mitzvah sesheh zman rav. It depends directly on time opposed to indirectly on time. If it's time indirectly triggers the mitzvah, if the goring is indirect, time is the indirect goring of the mitzvah, well that's not an example of mitzvah sesheh zman rav. If that's the case, another potential means the shiloh being kiddush hakodesh. There are those out there that believe women are chayav kiddush hakodesh.
the Meiri, for example. There are others, supposedly the women are tithing in Shachosh. Why would that be made
into the Mishnah Man? I don't think that's what it is. It's the Mishnah Man, it wasn't the only one.
However, why might one suggest that that is the Mishnah Man Brahman? Maybe, arguably, because Zman is not going to the what is going in? The moon. It may come in directly every month. The moon does this, but it's not the Zman, it's the moon. Lead through that somehow the moon would be a little bit different. Lead through the carbonates would not be linked in time. Again, they are, but if they wouldn't be, well then you would be, you know, that is the proof that, you know, it's only theoretical. Nonetheless, women would be high because not Rama, and therefore potentially, the fifth Nafkamina, again, the Ramban is that women be chayv in tzias omer. Again, it requires a major second assumption there, but the Rambam would reject it 1, 2, 3. The Rambam, the Rabbi Yehuda, can't even begin to talk about mitzvah daraisa. The Ramban is dead wrong. The other Rishon who believe it's mitzvah derabanan, for example, Tosis, for example, the Ran, they would probably argue on the second assumption of the Ramban. But again, this whole Ramban is predicated on two assumptions, one of which is a mitzvah derabanan, and therefore have that as a potential nafkamina. Potential nafkamina number 5. If that's the case, so this really concludes, I guess, the first section of the shir, which is, you know, whether or not the sefiras omer is daraisa and rabbanon, nafkaminas, 5 nafkaminas, a potential hesber to it, and that takes care of that. Next stage. It could be when Abaye argues the reason why we count days and weeks is not because he holds it to mitzvah daraisa. He agrees in Hachinami, the mitzvah of the mitzvah of the Rabbanah. The mitzvah of the mitzvah of the Rabbanah. However, just because it's the mitzvah of the Rabbanah doesn't necessarily mean that you only count this. And the machlokes amaroi between Abaye and a Neymar would actually be how did Chazal sculpt or structure or mold the mitzvah of the Rabbanah? Did they develop it? Did they created in a way where you count days and weeks, or only days. Now, before I figure out what's behind that, I'm going to show you who made it suggest such a position. The Kesef Mishnah suggests it's Rashi. I'm going to read you the Rashi. I don't think Rashi says it, but I think the Kesef Mishnah thinks Rashi says it. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi may, but definitely not clear. Ameimar money yomi, below money shivui, amar. Hi, minyana dehashta lavcho v'hu dehalaka omer ella zechel mikdash ba'almahu hilkach b'yami sagi. What does Rashi say? What's Rashi explaining here? The reason why Neymar holds you need days and not weeks is because why? Because it's not a chov anymore, because it's only zechel mikdash, and therefore what? We only count days, not weeks. Does anyone say anything from this Rashi? He's talking about a Maimar. Everyone knew a Maimar held it was the Rabbanah, and that's the Gemara. I have no idea what Rashi would conclude about Abaye, but if you look back at the page of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah thinks that's Taka. From this Rashi, you see that Rashi believes that according to Abaye, it's the Rabbanah as well. I don't know what he said to the Farish. But maybe the Kesef Mishnah thinks it's Rashi. And if it's not Rashi, the Kesef Mishnah is not correct. We'll read the Kesef Mishnah in a moment. If the Kesef Mishnah is not correct, there's a whole slew of other Rishonim and Paskin in the Rabbanon. Most likely they're Paskin like Abaye and the majority opinion, the Rabbanon to be Ravashi. So therefore, even if it's not really Rashi, okay, so it's Kosvos, the Ran, some other Rishonim, all the Hakke Rishonim, believe me, it's not as many Paskin as the Rabbanon. Take a look at the Mishnah as well. It's a laundry list of Rishon who believe it's Daraisa is long, but a laundry list of Rishon who believe it's Rabbana is even longer. In any event, take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. Still in Tzvini Musaf and Tarek Zayin Halakha Cha Dalit. Take a look at the Rambam first. The mitzvah do al kol ish mitzrel v'chol mokum v'chol zman v'nash and avad v'tor mimena. Again, the women are part of the Kesef Mishnah. It's not grammar. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam as he has said. The Kesef Mishnah, Chav Dalit, Mitzvah Zu Al Kol Ish Mitzvah, the Perek of Ishmael, and Rabban, Svart Lechem, Shit Hei Sfir, Lekol Echav Yechav, everyone needs to count. Umayshne V'chol Malkum V'chol Zman, Umayshne Chazmah, V'das Rabbeinu,
שאף בזמן הזה היא מצווה מן התורה. ובפרק בשמואל אמרינן, אמר רבי מצווה למימנה, יומי מצווה למימנה שבועי, רבנו בן רב אשי, מני יומי מני שבועי. אני אומר מני יומי ולא מני שבועי, אמר זכר למקדשו. So far, the translation is great. The Rambam believes it's the Rambam, and you get it from this Gemara. Perish Rashi, ולא מני שבועי, אמר חי מדיון את ההשת עליו פה, והוא דהה, לך אומר אלא זכר למקדש בעלם, והוא הלגה ביום יסוג יד כאן לשונה. Because Rashi word for word, so far no problem. ומשמע דאביי ורב אשי נמי סברי דזכר למקדש בעלם, ואפילו הכי מצווה למימני שבועי. That's the part he's been doing, I guess, I got it from. The Kesh of Mishnah, I gotta read that line again. The Kesh of Mishnah said, Umashma, from Rashi, that what? The Abayev Rav Ashi, Nami Savi Drabana, the Zechel Mikdash, Dalmahu, Vapimu Mitzvah, the Mimnei Shavuot. He says, that's the Pshat, according to Rashi, they also believe it's a Mitzvah, Drabana Zechel Mikdash. I have no idea where he got that from. Just because Amemar said it and Rashi didn't point out that Abayev disagrees, Rashi was the fifth. Rashi didn't say anything. I don't see that deal. But the Kesef Mishnah did, so it's a good chance. Most likely he's right. They're probably not going to match this with the Kesef Mishnah, but, you know, okay. In any event, when it comes to this machlokas, how wide the two theoretical possibilities we suggest, based upon the two assumptions of Amemar, number one is that the Mishnah that Rabbanan took, that therefore only count days, not weeks, we found in Rishon. Abai can hold the mitzvah, the araisa, like the Rambam, when the Kesef Mishnah continues to say that, not the Mishnah side. Or like the Kesef Mishnah says in Rashi, it's all the Rambam. If that's the case, this is really the question that most of us ask. If everyone believes it's a mitzvah, the Rambam, the question becomes what? What's on the problem? Now, first glance, which even makes most sense? If you were forming, or sculpting, or modeling the mitzvah, the Rambam, which way would you like it to be? Amemar, or the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of Rashi's understanding of Abaye? From here on out, we'll call it Abaye. Yeah, because why? Why not make the mitzvah parallel to the way it was done in the... Yeah, it just makes so much sense. After all, in the base of Mikdash, they count the days and weeks of the mitzvah derabbanan. Why not just make it the same way? Why would they go out of the way to somehow change the mitzvah? Only count days because it's the mitzvah derabbanan. That was somewhat perplexing. So the Brisker Rav had a suggestion. And then I was thinking of something, maybe made my own suggestion a little bit, although I like the Brisker Rav more, especially maybe I'll talk my own house on the Brisker Rav that's out of that. The Brisker Rav, I think, has a very good suggestion. Let me go a few minutes over. The Brisker Rav was bothered with two particular questions.
The Brisker Rav put the Balamar, who bothered with two particular questions. The Balamar, the end of Pesach, and asks two questions about 3 years old. Number one is, usually, if you don't make a bracha in a long time, if you don't mix a bracha in a long time, there's an extra bracha made called Shabbat. The first day of Sukkot, we lift up a lulav and make a shakiyah. Hashem, we make a shakiyah. On Pesach, we make a shakiyah. On a mitzvah, we have done it as well. Hanukkah, we make a shakiyah. We give them a shakiyah. If you haven't done a mitzvah long time, make a shakiyah. We said to Balamar, it's surprising that on Tzvias Omri, you don't make a shakiyah the first day. Why not?
Wrong question.
What?
You
interesting, I'm not sure. He gives something up. Then he asks a second question. He says, I have another question. Usually, Kutzlaritz, every single mitzvah that is done on a specific day, with the exception of the Yom Kippur for unique reasons, we do twice because of Jacob the Yom. How many days do we matzah? At least as a chova, maybe the first, how many first days of Pesach are there in Tzotzlaritz? Two. How many first days of Sukkot are there? Two. How many, everything is twice. Why? How many days of Shavuos do we keep? Two. Everything is Sfeik Yom. And Shavuos, which we didn't even know, because 49 days later, we still keep two.
So it's comprising our Ganesh Kapalamar. Why it is that we don't count tonight. Today is the 31st day of the Omer. Today is the 30th day of the Omer. Why not count twice? It's the sake of the Omer. So there are those who shown and who suggest, by definition, anyone who would count, and count two different days, that undermines your counting. There's no such thing as counting, and then mention two different days. Today is 5 and 6. Well, which one is it? The whole point is to isolate and entitle today as one of those days. Once you're doing it to Suffolk, you're undermining everything. The summer is talking about Pesach. That's a very nice Pesach. The Baal HaMor says something else. The Baal HaMor and both things one also. The Baal HaMor says, we only make a Shabbat and a Sfeik of the Omer if there are two criteria. Criteria number one is mitzvah. The Baal HaMor says as follows. Since it's A, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and B, it's a mitzvah belief simcha, there's no shepherd.
And most of the other mitzvahs, they don't have simcha.
The mitzvah of simcha was bothering me, but a brisk is a mitzvah of simcha. When we read the Megillah, it's exciting, everyone knows the Megillah story. Most of the mitzvah of simcha. This is a mitzvah that's the same mitzvah, not exciting. Question is, hey, what's that Baal HaMor talking about? So I think the way the Brisker Rebbe understood it is that the spouse.
When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, there was an offering to Patanis called the Beit HaMikdash. It's all on the two categories. The Salvation articulated this theory is clear from the way the Brisker Rebbe. There's one that Salvation is called Beit Her, the Mikdash. And we call Zenkar Makarakar. The standard model of Zenkar and Mikdash is we let the Kahula all set the week. Show freestyle. Now, with his gear of Yochanan and that guy, that just like in the Beit HaMikdash, they did this, we do the exact mitzvah the way they did. We did it what they did. The Zenkar Makarakar is totally different. When you go to a wedding, they break the glass. Why is that? Zechel and Mikdash. How so? Did they break glass in the Beit HaMikdash? Right, when you finish your house, you're supposed to leave a little bit of a box unpainted. Right, unfinished. Why? Zechel and Mikdash. We call it Zechel and Mikdash, but when I saw this point out, what we mean is Zechel and Mikdash. The category number one is mimicking what is in the Mikdash, the category number two is the daily morning of Zechel and Mikdash. The Salvation pointed out further, Shas actually had two different psukim to introduce these different concepts. The Salvation gives, why do you keep psukim from there? The Mikdash, the answer was, because they're really two different concepts. We got the psukim work. One of them is the Zechel Karbon, one of them is the Bavash of Abstala, by the psukim. And the Zechel Mikdash one is found in psukim by Rabbi Yochanan ben Daka, he's given Rabbi Yochanan ben Daka and psukim, and Hashem had to quote that one. So the Brisk Yerub thought, that maybe according to the Baal HaMor, what? Yeah, maybe Sefiras HaOmer Zechel HaKarbon not Zechel HaMikdash. You don't need all the Omer.
And the Baal HaMor says that may be why on Maimar picked up just the days and not the weeks. If it's Zechel HaMikdash, we mimic the way it's done the Beit HaMikdash. If it's Zechel HaKarbon, if it's counting, because they used to count in those days. It's not a bona fide Zechel HaMikdash. What's it called? So it doesn't wouldn't have to mimic it. That's the Brisker Rebbe suggested. It's somewhat perplexing because why? What? Yeah, in other words, is it really the category number two? It's, they did count in the Beit HaMikdash. We're really kind of doing what they're doing. Not the exact ones, they're counting days and not weeks, but it's much more similar than the other examples of breaking glass as well as leaving over part of a wall unpainted or unfinished. And furthermore, breaking a glass and leaving the house unfinished are clearly ulos, they're mice that indicate availus. So that's the Brisker Rebbe wanted to suggest. Don't question my question, but a strong question that the Brisker Rebbe suggested. I'd like to throw out one more suggestion. I was in Teaneck for Pesach, and Rabbi Yossi Adler gave a shiur, which I think is a very chashuv topic. every time he speaks, I'm like, that was like a joke. So they're going to read that, they're going to see that they have a chance to. So he was suggesting an interesting theory. He was referring to the Baal Amar, the Rabion rather, that we quoted earlier on. The Rabion who said, if you don't know if you counted, so when you go to sleep at night, count again, because it's a seventh day rise, and even count with a bracha. And his question was, why count with a bracha? Why should it be a bracha? Just because the mitzvah fears that rise up,
for
the
seventh day rise, and the annual bracha. But the bracha is only a mitzvah. The Rabion answered, why should you count with a bracha? So he quoted a Dolagon, and after the Shemiyahu, that points to a Chuva Harashba, that believes that a person is subject if he says, Kriya Shema or not, so say Kriya Shema again with the brachos. Aye, Kriya Shema is Darais, it's not a Darais in the Chumrah, but the brachos are Darabanah. The other point is that was far you see from his known legal understanding of the Rashba, not only that the brachos of Kriya Shema are different from mitzvah, but furthermore, they accompany Kriya Shema even though they are Darabanah. The mitzvah Darais, Darais in the Chumrah carries with the brachos. After the share, I wanted to point it over to the discussion we had earlier on in this year about Nadrogus. Nadrogus is Chayv Rismila. The Rambam writes he's Chayv Rismila, because something Darais will come with. He does not, and he makes a bracha. I pointed out, the writer disagrees, thinks there's no bracha on Nadrogus Rismila. Why not? That Rismila is Darais, the bracha is Darabala. The Rambam seems to indicate that even though it goes along with it, I pointed out that Shtek Allah. Then he suggested it's a good theory, this is what I wanted to work with. Suggested maybe Sefiras HaOmer is unique. Maybe Sefiras HaOmer has a unique attachment to the bracha, more so than other mitzvahs. Well, look, if you do it with the bracha, great, it's not going to work. Tefillin, you should do it with the bracha, but it's not the end of the world. Maybe Sefiras HaOmer has a unique attachment to it. And that would be the smarter for the right. The Rabbi Yonah. The reason why the Rabbi Yonah believes, even at night, even if it's a suffix, the Reis Lachom, the Bracha, doesn't necessarily hold to the Gemara, the Rashba, and the Rambam versus the Reis Lachom. Maybe suffix the Reis Lachom, and the Bracha usually go to Kula, but Mashi ain't given to get up with a unique linkage from Sphere to the Bracha. The question is that true? And it would be, why would that be? So he brought a Rai that maybe it's true. The Shulchan Aruch passes in Tav, and test good Gimel. That if a person counts Sphira earlier on, at a time period when the suffix can count it, I quote later on, not the table, it's referring to Ben Ashmashot or everything blackish. Either way, the Rechava writes, count again after tasting the bracha, and everyone asks, weren't you already Yotze the suffix? Why count again over here? Maybe Sphira was that, but suggested, maybe Sphira again has this din where there's a linkage from the bracha to the mitzvah. I thought maybe of Shnuk Olai to the Rambam as well. Take a look at the Rambam, you with me? I'll be done in 3 minutes. We'll leave that, I was talking about that maybe you wrote it there. Take a look at Halacha Chafet. Says the Rambam, it starts with Levarach, B'chol Laila, B'rachat Hashem, B'chol 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 Hashem, if you count without making bracha, you're yotze. Apparently, there was a half meaning that was. And you were not. Apparently, one could have thought the Rambam didn't say it. The Rambam doesn't mention it by most of it. He doesn't mention by Tamil, he doesn't mention by Megillah. He says you should make a bracha. Not one could say it. If you don't make the bracha, you're still yotze. Because it's so cautious you're yotze. But by Sphira, apparently the Rambam felt that there was a need to tell you. If you don't make the bracha, you are still yotze. Why? Because apparently there's a stronger linkage from Rachos to Sphere than other mitzvahs. And furthermore, the Rambam also writes, Be'enu Chozim Mevarek. Go ahead and then make a bracha afterwards. Again, the Rambam doesn't mention it by most other mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam need to indicate this here? Apparently there was a Hasmina. That is what? If a person knew. make the bracha then afterwards, because the bracha is so much linked to it. Thereby Adler said, I have no idea why that's the case. I have no idea why there would be such a language, but that's what I wanted to suggest. The next day of Shul, he walked back and said, one of the Balabatim, told him about some Rishon. I forgot the name of the Rishon. The Rishon I was not unfamiliar with. Less famous than the remaining Shai and the remaining of the Binyana. I'm sure he didn't share it. Brought the same to Rabbi Adler. I'm not sure if I'm talking about the Balabatim. I know he does.
He brought the Sefer of Adam. Adam read it out of the Sefer, and he said, when it comes to Sefer HaOmer, we make a bracha time and time again. The unique connection, and he explains the reason is because since the Tzedukim learned Sefer completely different from the way we learned Sefer, they have been Melchor Shabbos meant Sunday. So in order to show our belief in our system, in order to show how much we trust Chazal, we're not just going to count out a bracha because that would look as if it's a Sefer and this and that. Rather, we do it with pride and clarity and force. We make this bracha, and therefore maybe that's a svar for the Rav Yoh. Maybe it's a svar for some other things, that there's a unique, the Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's the happening to the Rambam, there's a unique attachment to the mitzvah spirit over to the bracha. If that's the case, I was thinking, alternatively to the Brisk Rav, why would it be, maybe, why would it be that according to our Maimon, we only count days and not weeks? The mitzvah of Zechut HaMikdash, I don't know when Chazal determined to make mitzvah Zechut HaMikdash and when they didn't. I don't know why, by Sukkot, by Matzah, I'm sorry, by Lulav rather, they did, and by other mitzvahs they chose not. I would like to suggest Sefer HaOmer falls into the second category of the category they did want to make a Zechut HaMikdash. However, what they wanted to do was further enforce and reiterate and fortify our belief in the story we have in Chazal's position, which is that we believe Sefer HaOmer is Machoras Shabbos, which is after Pesach, and it's not Sunday, but the 16th of Nisan. If that's correct, do they need the entire mitzvah to illustrate that point? No, they don't need Shmuel. They only need Yom. Meaning, it could be the reason why they kept the Zechut HaMikdash, not because they wanted it like they would have wanted it by Lulav, and not because the Zechut Chorban like the Brisker Rav suggests, but maybe because they wanted Jews day in and day out to continue counting, to know how we interpret Chumash, and that Tosh Valpeh, and our Tosh Valpeh is correct, against the Tzedukim learned Machor Shabbos on Saturday, and therefore weeks are not needed. Weeks do not need to count weeks. It's Dafka the day counting, which undermines the Tzedukei count. And therefore, Zechut HaMikdash, what they did was, they created a mitzvah, the Rabbanan Zechut HaMikdash, which was designed to undermine and disprove the Tzedukei count. And if that's the case, there no longer is a need to count days and weeks, because days alone is suffice. Some point in time, maybe we'll talk about the sheep of the Rebbeinu Yerucham, who has a third way of interpreting a name when he disputes a body. It's actually somewhere between. I'll throw it out regular in the next 7 seconds, and then we'll take a quick break and do Chazara. He believes there's a split between Yomim and Shavuos. He believes the times in the Torah, there were two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to count weeks, a second mitzvah to count days. Rizman Hazeh, the mitzvah to count days is the Araisa, the mitzvah to count weeks is the Rabbana. And that's really, in other words, Abaye doesn't say it's all the right or all the Rabbanan. It's somewhere in between, argues Rebbe and Yerucham. It's half and half, and we'll leave the Beit HaLevi not being a side as well. Okay, Shkoach.